I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday. Good afternoon. Welcome. This is the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, which you can carry just about anywhere with you. You may even listen in...
Give me New Hampshire. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, New Hampshire.
Come on, New Hampshire. I already had North Carolina.
Oh, ready. Okay. What do you got?
Erect North Carolina.
That's close to arrest North Carolina.
No, it's pretty close. Be careful when Googling that on the work internet.
Make sure to put in
North Carolina after the first one.
You can join us. The thoughts, the comments, the questions, all of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. That's Chris Sneed. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass. Hey, yo, Sneeder.
What's up? What it do, yo? What it will
Did
be.
Did you find it? It's somewhere.
Is it two R's?
No, just one R. There it is.
Well, maybe. Okay. Probably if I Googled it.
It is like way out in.
Is it Western? I'm trying to see if
You're from Carolina, right?
Yeah, I was born in Rockingham.
Straight south of Greensboro.
Oh, that might be.
Like not too far from Ashboro and Seagrove. Whatever that is. That's where Erect North Carolina is. We'll take your thoughts because it is a busy week.
Do you know where Unique North Carolina is at?
I don't.
Do you know how you find Unique North Carolina?
Unique up on it. Sorry. Sorry if I killed your joke.
No, it's good. You were picking up what I was putting down.
I was finding it. Happy Masters Week to you, sir.
Oh, I'm glad you said week after that.
What? Why? Okay. Happy Masters Week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of the Masters. As many people
I am too.
Is it like your one you watch or the main one you watch?
It's probably the one on Sunday that I actually will sit down.
Like it's appointment television?
It's appointment television on Sunday. That and the U.S. Open.
Okay.
I will... Generally, if possible. Now, I've missed some U.S. Opens in the past because that final round is on Father's Day, and a couple of times on Father's Day weekend, I was in Omaha watching my Red Raiders.
Yeah.
So I missed it, which is okay.
Yeah. So we've got that. Texas Tech baseball got a sweep this weekend.
Got the 5-0 that they needed.
Wasn't always pretty, but they did get there.
Do you know what an ugly win is?
It's a win.
It's a win.
Yeah, sure is.
And... As you look up and down the top 25, as I know you do did, because you...
I do.
There are a lot of teams that... do you remember a team that was ranked in the top five to start the season that's no longer in the poll?
A very purple-clad team, yeah.
Yeah, well, two of them. LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming.
That one, too.
TCU, thanks for coming. Hey, who do we play this week?
That would be Texas Christian University.
Yeah.
So, they're gone after an 0-4 week.
Yeah. LSU. Woof.
This league Those is guys. Hard to figure out.
Well, and it is hard to figure out this league.
I think college baseball in general. You've got three or four teams that have been pretty consistent. And outside of that.
It's been up and down.
Yeah.
And so... I guess that goes to say, and there's some people that don't want to hear it, we're just making excuses, but college baseball, I mean, Jiminy sakes, being ranked.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Jiminy sakes?
Jiminy sakes. I like it.
You've never heard Jiminy sakes?
Like if we were already.
You're also not 50.
Oh, I've heard Jiminy Christmas and, you know, but I haven't heard. said, heard for Pete's sake, for goodness sake. I don't think I've ever heard Jiminy Sakes.
Virginia Tech ranked program got smoked this week in 0-3 week. TCU 0-4 this week. South Carolina, remember those guys? Pretty good.
Remember those guys?
1-3 this week. Florida, remember those guys?
Yeah.
1-3 this week. NC State, darlings of the college baseball world, about
those
3 weeks
guys?
Ago, 0-4 this week. Dropped 4 games all week. They lost to East Carolina and then got swept by Louisville this week.
Yeah.
LSU 1-3 this week.
Tech's still sitting there with single-digit losses at the moment.
Exactly. North Carolina broke into the top 10 this week. They rewarded us all by going 1-2.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't pretty this week.
No.
And you've still got some major issues to clean up.
Yeah.
But you don't apologize for a 5-0 week.
I do not.
Especially going into what you've got this week.
As a 6-0, you're on a six-game win streak. And yeah, you beat two bad teams, and you had some score fest with some bad teams. But you know what? Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, because you weren't playing Arkansas last Monday and Tuesday. You're playing Stanford. Because this Monday and Tuesday, you get to play Arkansas. By the way, that's number one ranked Arkansas.
That team has gotten better this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Do you think Arkansas – Molina's currently starting on Sundays for them – do you think that Van Horn is just going to stick it to Tech again and let Molina go on Monday?
No, I don't think so.
I do.
I think
Molina is going to go on Monday.
Well, we'll see. Next
that's
weekend.
That's just me. I don't know. I mean, I'm saying if I'm Van Horn and I really want to throw a middle finger at Tim Tadlock.
Well, does he have a bad relationship with Tim Tadlock?
Well, remember, we took a couple of guys from them, and Van Horn kind of got pissy about it.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. And he thought that.
Was that pre or post us beating them in
well,
Omaha?
We beat them in Omaha, right? With, remember, Bryce Bonin beat them. And then Easton Morrell hit a home run against them.
Yeah, that's true.
So they just returned the favor by taking a couple guys from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. And I think that was targeted and purposeful. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if he takes one of those guys and he's starting him on Monday against us, and the catcher in one of those games is old Huddy.
Yeah. So we got all that. We got national championship tonight. We've got the official pod racing open for our horses.
Nice.
It's open, so you can go vote on it at 107 The Score. 14 different pods. Are you going to reveal your votes once you vote?
I don't care.
Okay.
Is it a secret ballot?
No, it's not secret. Well, I mean, it's on Twitter, so it's secret.
I mean, it doesn't show it. There's no chance that Molested Goose is not getting my vote.
Okay. Well, that's in the first pod.
Good. Is it against
a pretty good pod. So.
Which is New Home Hates Chuck in there?
No. Remember, that's already through.
Yeah, he's through to the finals.
Yeah, this is well, to get the horses to
Molested
the finals.
Molested Goose is going to get my vote.
Okay. Well, you got to give it.
I just gave my vote. I'm voting Molested
one of
Goose.
Them. You've got 13 other votes to give. So.
Are we going to talk about the Women's National Championship at all?
Sure we can, if you want to.
Maybe not so much the game itself, but maybe after the game.
Okay, we can do that. We'll do that. It is The Bottom Line. We're with you till 3 o'clock today. Got lots to get into. Tell us what you want to talk about. We'll get to some headlines coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is The Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Chris Goodman, Chris Sneed joining you from the First United Bank studio. Bring your thoughts in, your comments, questions, whatever you got, bring it in on the Age Bowling Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. Hey, I guess lifetime contracts don't matter that much. Remember when John Calipari signed a lifetime contract like 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah. Well, Kentucky was the one that was crazy on this when they
zero buyout if he leaves. That's crazy.
You owe him $33 million if you can't him. And
that's
and,
crazy. It's
hey,
nuts.
But you know what? If you're Coach Cal and you can get that, bully for you.
And
man.
His kept rolling over, right?
Isn't yeah, that, it's, like, it's, that's how the lifetime. That, it's just basically a rolling zero, 5 year,
33 mils like every year. That was the case, which is nuts. Tim Tadlock technically is on one of those rolling deals. I don't know what his buyout is or anything like that. But he's on one of those 7 year deals. I think is what
just,
his
it
is.
Just and, adds a year every year.
Yeah, just keeps extending itself. So, So Calipari choosing to go to Arkansas. Didn't have that on my prediction list for the weekend. And now Kentucky's going to get someone. I've seen Scott Drew's name mentioned a few times.
See, Nate
we want that,
name.
Right?
I don't care.
Oh, I would like Scott Drew out of the league.
I also saw TJ Olsoberger as a possible candidate, and I would love that. Get him out of Iowa State.
I wouldn't mind that.
I would rather that one than Drew for some reason.
Really?
Yes.
And Scott Drew has proven to be much more beatable lately.
I don't know. I mean, he did win a title 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Well, I mean, lost this year.
Yeah, I surely any of those guys get the opportunity, they're going to jump, right? Even Scott Drew, who's been at Baylor for 23 years.
It's Kentucky.
Right.
There's like four schools in America that if they call, everyone's taking the call.
I mean, Tarleton State had a pretty good year. Billy Gillespie?
Billy Clyde!
Did he take the job? Oh.
BCG!
Oh, wait. They already tried that, huh?
Yeah, they tried that.
Who's the most likely to go crash and fail of all those names we've mentioned? Chris Beard?
Chris, yeah. I think that's an interesting name.
Because who are some of the Nate Oates is one. Oates. Bruce Pearl's
been I don't think Nate Oates would fail there.
I don't think they would. I'm just going through names that have
Nate
been
Oates
linked
has been
to
successful
it.
Everywhere he's been.
I think Pearl would do just fine there.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl's probably a little more campy than they're looking for. He's a little more because you know he's a lot more about the jumping up in the student section without his shirt on. I'm not sure how they'll feel about that there in Bluegrass Land. They're a little bit more, we're Kentucky. We don't do that.
We don't do that. Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch because then, I mean, all of these moves have side effects.
Yeah.
Have effects, whether it's assistant coaches or coaches in the Big 12 conference or whatever.
Yeah. They're not likely to take the next up-and-coming guy.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree.
They're gonna get an established winner with a track record of success.
Your latest portal updates for over the weekend for names that matter to us. Javon Small of Oklahoma State hopped in over the weekend. Aaron Bradshaw of Kentucky, former five-star.
I bet you they'll have a couple more.
I'm guessing they probably will. Is there any other Big 12 ones over the weekend? I think that was it. There wasn't a whole lot. It's kind of getting into that slow down territory a little bit until you start seeing more coaching moves and all of that. Now the question is, when does Texas Tech start landing players? Because you're getting into that territory of, names are going to start to trickle in.
Start recruiting.
There's going to be visits. There's this. And still, we've talked about it, but the timing of all this is so stupid that you have – a national championship game tonight, and the portal's been open for 3 weeks.
Yeah, by the way, a couple of other names that got mentioned. Matt Painter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Hey, let's leave Purdue after losing the title game tonight.
Also seen, speaking of the title game, I've seen Hurley a bunch.
Hurley's name, yeah.
What's a better job?
I mean,
better situation. Not saying better job. I guess that is the same
thing. You're at UConn. You've got it going. Yeah, you won last year. If you win this year, why would you leave there and go into a place where they didn't appreciate a guy that won five SEC championships and been to the Final Four a couple or three times? Not with them. But
UConn's this is where it gets into what's important to the coach, because I think Kentucky, and if they're going to get Hurley, they're going to have to give him a pretty big pay raise in what he's getting at UConn, but they can do it. So this depends on what does Hurley want. Does he want a pay bump? Then Kentucky's a great job. Well, does he want the blue blood?
He doesn't have to even do that. If he wants a pay bump, but all he has to do is say, I'd be interested in taking that phone call. And I bet you his AD calls him that afternoon.
UConn's going to give him a good little raise after back-to-back national championships and a call from Kentucky.
I agree with that. I just think if Kentucky, if they really want him, they could give him and match whatever that final offer is from UConn and then up it.
I think the other part is ego. Hey, do I want to be able to say I was Kentucky's head basketball coach?
There's a lot of guys
I
want
to be able to say,
you know, Billy Gillespie's saying the same thing. I was Kentucky's coach.
Yeah. He did. Let's see.
They can't miss on this one. This is for sure. They can't miss on this.
No, they can't. They didn't miss on Calipari. It was just something where his style kind of got outgrown.
Well,
early on, the freshmen all over the place worked out fairly well. But
The one and dones. He was captain one and done.
But now when you see everybody getting old in college basketball and using the portal, it's just not a style that
fits. And anymore. He's going to have to major in the minors now when it comes to using the portal, because that idea that you can just go get the, you know, five or six McDonald's All-Americans and run them out there and coach them up and let them take you on a nice run, that's not working anymore because everyone else is getting old.
No, I mean, Arkansas this year had, four or five All-Americans on their team, like freshmen. That didn't work out. This from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Y'all think Beard would take Kentucky? He denied Arkansas. I think he would leap to Kentucky.
I wouldn't be shocked at all if he was in the conversation.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because, you know, what did we hear the other day? He's holding out for something bigger?
This sounds bigger.
I mean, and once again, we just said it. That's one of the few places that if they call, and I'm considering Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, North Carolina are the places that if you're a head coach somewhere and you have success and that phone rings and it's one of those four, you're taking the call.
Yeah.
No matter how ensconced you are where you are.
This said, I thought Snead said Katie bought a door too, and I'm older than Snead. That's what I thought you said.
Katie bought a door.
Janie.
When you say it like you got a marble in your mouth.
Yeah, a little harder. Choice, you going outside to watch the Rapture in an hour? Is that when it is? I still can't find the exact time.
It's like 1:35 about around here.
Okay.
1:30-ish.
I'll step outside, yeah.
I just want to see birds start flying backwards. You know, when the birds get all crazy, go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Does this happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
I was 79. I was in fifth grade. We were outside with a box with a hole in it.
Wait, didn't we just have one of these?
No, you had a partial eclipse, and it was
This is still partial to us.
It was in the fall, and you had the half moons.
Okay.
This is a
total. This is a way bigger.
This is a total eclipse.
Way bigger deal.
Total eclipse of the heart.
But you know what? I was going to play around 1:15.
Oh, really? Did I steal your thunder? My bad.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I was and still am.
Okay.
But I feel like that one should have been seen coming.
I need to make sure that I'm somewhere I can look. I mean, the whole world's going to stop at 1:30, so it doesn't matter if you're in a store.
Are we just going to quit talking on this show?
I don't know. You guys are going to be inside here underneath. It's like, are you going to be able to see it? Are y'all go outside? You can't go outside. You're going to be on the air.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a microphone out there and just, you know, do this remotely.
Microphone
Jones.
I can
set a Comrex up for one segment.
I say you should go through that effort. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do the full work. Set up a table out there, a couple chairs, hook Jamie
up.
We're
not going to get complete darkness here. We're just going to get some darkness, right?
Some.
We're going to get anything?
I think we're in
85%?
85% range,
It's going to be like dusk.
All right. The Big 12 put out a graphic of what percentage everybody is in the Big 12. It's the bottom line. Owl off next.
Woo.
getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward to hour number two. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you, as always, by friends at Happy State Bank. You can take us in via that mobile app just about anywhere, even down in waterproof Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're waterproof.
They need to be. Everything's kind of swampy down there. That's Jamie Lint. I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass taking care of us. Keep your thoughts coming in. Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing good.
Well, your baseball team had some success over the weekend, so that's good. Wasn't perfect, but the record was. So don't apologize for that.
No, you definitely won't. Found a way to get it done. And like you said, not perfect. Wasn't always pretty.
No.
We've seen games this year where your offense couldn't get going at all. So to see it put up big runs and really five straight games all week long, five of them, I think that's a positive thing. At the same time, you can be that guy and go, yeah, pitching didn't look great this week.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't hear just a ton of confidence in your voice, but I think, I mean, you've expressed it. I'm the same way as you are. You need to see it happen away from home, the offensive stuff.
Right? Yeah, and I told you guys that last week. Hey, no matter what happens this weekend, hopefully it goes great, but no matter what happens, I'm still going to be stuck in the let's see you do it on the road mode.
It's kind of like the offensive line thing, right? No. I got to see it before I believe it at this point. It just
You didn't have any games scheduled on the road this weekend. You only had a home one scheduled.
You could only,
and
control
you won
the
all
controllables.
Of them. Yes, you won all of them. You put together really good at-bats. I felt like it was a better approach from some of the guys than we had seen in over the course of the season. So I thought that was great to see. And clearly Kevin Bazell is getting healthy again, and he's swinging
like
it
that.
Well. So there was a lot to like.
Sure, there was.
There were some things to work on.
You swept a Big 12 team. Haven't done that all season.
How about Houston starting 4-0 in Big 12 play and then losing 11 straight?
That's pretty rough. That's not ideal.
They're probably thinking to themselves, hey, much like our basketball team, this whole Big 12 conference thing, not that tough. We got this.
They've discovered otherwise. And you take a big, get a big RPI boost this weekend. Go up to number 37.
Man, you were 77.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say less than 2 weeks
ago. Well, I think it was going into the UCF series. Or was it coming out? Maybe it was.
77.
Big difference.
Man.
37 now, which is huge. Huge jump. You're going to gain RPI points in your road trip next week to Arkansas. If you can find a way to win 2 out of 3 on the road, you're going to jump up. Playing road games at TCU, but they fell quite a bit.
Yeah, they're behind the Red Raiders.
Yep, 40 is where TCU is after they're swept over the weekend.
I wonder what the thought is there, like on Froggy Frog 97.3. And
if they actually had one,
100.7 the Toad.
I don't know if there's enough fans to put anything together like that, but
I wonder, what they're seeing is the big issue there.
Well, I'm guessing there's some panic for sure. I mean, this was the number 5 team in the country less than a month ago.
Yeah, man, crazy.
They have fallen quite a bit. But I'll be curious to see what the new projections look like when Baseball America or D1 Baseball puts out some projections to see how they view the conference.
If you were the first team out heading into last week, you would think that you're in. Now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, there's so much still. You're only at the halfway point of Big 12 play.
Yeah, right? Just past the halfway point of the season last week.
But the crazy thing is you only have 8 home games left.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
8. 3.
And
six, 15, 6 Big 12 games?
15 on the road, yeah.
6 Big 12 games left.
Yeah, and home games with New Mexico and UTRGV and midweeks and
So if you're not good on the road now, you better find a way to get good.
Because, again, the majority of your remaining schedule is on the road.
So, I kind of walk away from this weekend happy, but not just gaining a ton of confidence. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer or anything. It's one of those where I'm absolutely thrilled that you took care of business and did what you were supposed to do. There are things to work on, obviously, but there's nothing from the weekend where I'm like, all right, now I'm feeling good. We're going to go, win a Big 12 title or compete for a Big 12 title right now, or we're a shoe-in for the NCAA tournament. None of those feelings I get walking away. You go win 2 of 3 this weekend in Fort Worth, take one maybe in Fayetteville. That's a big ask there.
Even I think if you won 2 of 3 in Fort Worth, and even if you got swept in Arkansas, that'd be a successful
road
trip.
So if you go 3-3 in your next 6 games, you feel good. Including tomorrow against ACU.
Yeah.
I think I would too.
I would. I definitely would. Choice, I don't know what to feel. Because, coming into the week, we were like, hey, feel really good about the pitching. They've been consistent. Right. They keep getting better. But then you see this weekend and, okay, here comes the offense. But it wasn't what the offense did. I don't know that they did anything we don't expect them to do when they're at home.
Right.
They did a lot of things. But I will say this. We talk so much about the wind and all that. They only hit, 4 home runs on the weekend? It's not like you won because you hit homers.
That's true.
You got out-homered.
That's true, because I think you and I talked about, I don't remember if it was on air or off air, what did you need? How many homers are you going to need if you're going to beat Houston or sweep Houston? I said 6, I think, is what you needed for the weekend. You needed to.
And I believe there was a head thumping up for grabs if someone guessed closer. Let's say someone else threw out 5. Was that still on the table?
I get to thump.
That was me that picked it, right?
Well, I get to thump 6. Choice?
No, he said 7. No, I said 5. I get to thump choice.
He said
in the head.
7, so you get to thump Jamie.
So, all right, here's something that to me is the most discouraging thing from the weekend.
Okay,
this is the most discouraging. I don't know what to take of it, but I'll tell you, this is why my excitement level is not through the roof. You just played a weekend where you needed every available arm possible.
Yeah.
Right? And then some. And Tabor Fast. Zane Petty.
Uh-huh.
And Trenton Parrish did not pitch. So what does that mean?
That means they're probably not available.
That means they're probably not healthy.
The Petty one, I thought.
I have no idea.
There's been question about that.
I have no idea if these are long term. These are short terms. They had a tummy ache this weekend. I have no idea.
Well, you can. But you can maybe guess one of those guys was pitching Tuesday. You can maybe guess that. But I don't know. We'll see.
Man, you'd have used him for a bullpen.
Yeah. So I think that is something maybe that is discouraging.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll have a question of the day coming up. Jamie has the question of the day here in 20 minutes or so. More thoughts from you on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman. And somebody over to my right, can't tell who.
Jamie Wonder.
Okay. I like it. Clint Scott back behind the glass. You can't see me.
I cannot.
Those things are the darkest things. He's got his solar eclipse glasses on.
I'm just getting ready.
Have to do a segment? I requested we'd go set up a Comrex out there and just do one outside.
Get it done.
Because it's one. I think the peak is going to be during the 1:30 segment.
So, yeah, I thought 1:35.
Yeah, so if we're going to...
You know who would really love if you called them right now? Just call Jeff, call McGuire, and say, hey, can you come set up a Comrex for us real quick?
I don't want to wake him up from his nap, so I'm gonna let you make that phone call, Clint.
Also, a helpful tip from someone who just checked out the early stages of the eclipse. You know, if you're using the glasses correctly, it blocks off the glare. But after you're done looking, if you're still looking at the sun and you take the glasses off, your eyes will indeed be scorched. So make sure to look away.
That's a good idea.
Don't stare right into the sun, or else you'll have this dumb little blue light that I can't get rid of out of my eyesight right now.
But don't you just have that desire, though? Like, you want to check it out? Like, what happens if I do take them off and look? Am I the only one that has that desire?
No, because I know what happens. I mean, yes, you are. Because I know what's going to happen. Burn me eyes. So
tell Choice he's not tough enough to take it.
It'll okay, the last time we had an eclipse, I didn't have any glasses. Okay, and I looked up.
And
I'm still here.
Mm. Yeah, you're still going to be here, but it's not great for you. Just your eyes are going to burn, not your whole body.
Okay, that's good.
Hey, Big 12 Conference put out a graphic that's saying good luck to the Big 12 golfers at the Masters.
That's cool.
You're going to have to take your glasses off to see this.
Oh, I am.
Ludvig Åberg's picture is bigger than everybody else. So, just saying.
As it should be.
Well, I mean, Scottie Scheffler is, I don't know if he's the current world number one, but he's been the world number one back and forth. So, I mean, they put him a little smaller. Just saying that I think they're doing it the right way. I like this Brett Yormark guy.
It's good news.
He's handling things. The reason I went to the Big 12 was because they put out a graphic. I saw one earlier of the eclipse and when everybody in the Big 12 is going to, you know, be affected by it or what percentage. I think we're at 85% here in Lubbock. So you totes stoked?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking. Jamer, thoughts on TJ? Let him DH or keep him in the field to develop and gain experience?
I think the first thing that you think about there is, who's a better option?
Well,
let's say you're down on TJ defensively, and man, we got to put somebody else in there. Who are you more confident in playing second base right now?
I don't know. Travis Sanders made some mistakes too. Austin Green? I don't know. That would be my only other viable option
okay.
at this point.
Okay. I mean, I think Austin's a better answer. I mean, what we saw of Travis Sanders of late was not good.
Yeah.
Both offensively and defensively.
Is Pompey your biggest liability defensively right now? Because Gavin Cash dropped two baseballs yesterday.
Dropped or didn't scoop balls?
I'll tell you, looked at... Upon TV replay, dropped both. Never hit the ground on both balls. They were both above the ground when they hit his glove.
Okay. From my angle, I could not see that.
Yeah, I mean,
it looked to me like they both bounced.
They were both low, but they both hit him in the glove and he dropped them. Someone can disagree with me, but I'm pretty darn sure it just straight drops on both of them. So
I'd have to see the replay, but
yeah. So I mean that's a problem.
A problem.
And
no
Cash
doubt.
Is not. I mean Cash and it's what he's doing with the bat. Obviously, you need him in the lineup this past weekend.
He had a great weekend leading off for you.
Yeah, and I heard you say this and couldn't agree more. He looked like he changed his approach. Like he looked like a leadoff hitter a lot.
Yeah, just has shortened up his swing a little bit.
Which is something you need from
I'd like to see the shortstop do the same thing.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Please get a pic of the eclipse glasses. Oh, darn it. I missed your text before, Shelley. I was going to take one.
Sorry.
I couldn't post it on the social media. There's a bunch of horses taking over our social media at the moment. But
that's exciting. Yeah, I mean, defense has not been a strong suit for you all season long, and there were definitely some plays yesterday and throughout the weekend that you wish were made. I mean, the one ball that you're talking about with Gavin not making the play, TJ makes a great play just to get to that thing. Great effort there.
Yep.
But it just feels like every time he's made a mistake, it's been in a huge spot.
Agreed. Yeah, I mean, that turned into a grand slam, right? Like the one that—
That was a BYU did. Yeah.
Okay.
This one on, what was it, Saturday? Yeah, it didn't. But it was in the middle of a big inning.
Yeah. It's just, it's too many times it feels like your defense, and it's not necessarily showing up. You don't have just a ton of unearned runs this year, but there's so many little plays, little things that defense is expected to make, plays that defense is expected to make, including not finishing off double play balls or those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Where those don't go as errors.
Yeah, you just have expectations. You're supposed to make some of those plays, or even, you know, hot shot liners or whatever that you need to knock down instead of, I saw Landon Stripling do that. I can't remember what game it was, but
it was one of the—
Was it Stanford?
Stanford games.
Yeah, I mean, it was one where it—
I think ultimately they changed that to an error.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's one you got to get in front of, and there's just simple little things, stuff you learn as a kid that's got to get better, just fundamental stuff with this team. And I think that plays into the fact that you're still not as confident as you are. It's crazy to say, coming off of a 5-0 week, that you wouldn't be super confident, but then you look at the rest of the Big 12, it wasn't a great week for a lot of other teams, especially ones that had higher expectations. But K-State lost 2 of 3 to UCF.
Correct.
That team looks pretty good right now. Are they the best baseball team in the Big 12?
It's possible. I mean, right now, Oklahoma's ahead of them in the rankings, correct? Or, I mean, in the standings, the Big 12 standings.
Yeah, yeah.
Oklahoma and West Virginia both are.
They're both 8-4.
But I agree. Kansas State has some good stuff. Their offense is solid. Pitching has been, I think, really good, and they've got the neighbors guy closing things out. And so I think that's a good team. Oklahoma State's got probably the best pitching staff in the league, so maybe they end up on top there. But I don't know. Cincinnati,
yeah,
not seen much of them. I just see their record.
Yeah. Cash looks thinner than last year, someone said. So,
yeah, I don't know that I would disagree with that. He's never been a big muscular guy.
No,
it's always been more about bat speed than pure strength.
Yeah. He's got great bat speed. It's nice to see the grand slam, back to back grand slam, or days of grand slams, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, I just felt like, I mean, Free and Rogers on Friday just couldn't get ahead. They were pitching behind a bunch. Kyle Robinson couldn't seem to land a breaking ball it took quite a while before three or four innings before he was using any kind of off-speed pitches effectively.
Yeah.
And he just became one-dimensional as a pitching staff. And, you know, I said it this morning and I'll say it again. I mean, it was, you know, you want to say, man, that's a really tough weekend to pitch, right?
Yeah.
And you look at both sides. I mean, not a lot of guys having successful outings. But sure didn't seem to bother Parker Hutera on back-to-back days or Josh Sanders on Friday and Sunday, because the wind was still blowing when they were out there. And those two absolutely dominated.
Which was absolutely needed in both of those games, too. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So I want to cut our staff a break, but then I'm like, well, if it's so rough, why wasn't it rough for those two?
Yeah.
Who each pitched twice.
Tech and ACU tomorrow. We'll have the game for you on Double T 97.3. Question of the day coming your way next on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Joyce Woodman, Jamie Lint, here in the First United Bank studio. Keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all welcome on the Gates Flooring Center chat line. So we just went and experienced the Eclipse.
We did it together.
We did all it all together. And
it was a very bonding moment.
I feel like we're strengthened as a unit. I don't know if I'm any smarter.
All I know is when Choice was looking up into the sky, Clint and I were fighting the urge to just punch him right in the
codular zing, yeah. Y'all did touch the baseball in my pocket quite a bit, and that made me uncomfortable. So
it was sticking out. Yeah. Made us uncomfortable.
Well. So the eclipse is happening. So does that mean no one's listening right now? Can we say whatever we want?
Test
everybody's,
it out.
My guess is everybody's outside staring at the sky that would normally be listening.
When we were out there, we looked over towards the Civic Center, and there was tons of folks out there.
Tens of folks.
Tens of people. Tens of people out here.
I bet there were tens. They were into the 20s.
At least. Just a lot of people looking like those stupid black birds that stare at the sky all the time.
Would have been more fun if everybody that went out to look at the eclipse got water balloons, both on the Civic Center side and us. And so we could have heaved at each other.
Oh, man. Why didn't you think of this before now?
Would have been a blast.
Or paintball guns.
I'm good with water balloons.
I don't know that any of us are reaching each other with a water balloon across.
We could have go to the edge of the street, right?
Yeah, but
I could hit my cutoff man. Well, I'll throw to you.
Choice is about to say, Choice is the cutoff man.
Will you tell Tech to do that too, please?
To throw water balloons at their cutoff man?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to help.
It might. Jamie, you got a question?
I do.
Okay.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day.
All right. Your Big 12 record is currently 8-7 for the Red Raider baseball team. What you have left in Big 12 play is 3 at home versus West Virginia, 3 on the road at Kansas, 3 at home against Oklahoma, 3 on the road against Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That sounds all accurate to me.
Okay, and 3 on the road at TCU. I skipped the TCU ones.
Okay.
So, 9 road games, 6 home games.
Correct.
I want you to tell me what you think Tech's overall Big 12 record is going to be.
So you have 30 total games, right?
Yeah, you're at 8-7 right now.
Sitting at 8-7, the exact halfway point. This is me calculating. I'm going to say you go 8-7 the next 15.
Okay.
So that would be
16-14.
I want to be a little more homer than that. Let's go 17-13. One game better. That you do
17-13. So that means you're going 9-6 the rest of the way
down the stretch. The home games, I think you win both of those series. I don't think you sweep either series. Because those are two of the better teams in the Big 12. TCU is the hardest team to figure out right now. Because there's talent on the team, but, man, they're getting beat by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5-10. At KU, same thing. I think it's a decent team. OSU, there's no consistency in this league. It is impossible to predict right now. So I'm predicting more on Texas Tech than I am any of the other teams. And, yeah, I'll say 9-6. I think you've shown positive signs lately on the offensive side, maybe, and pitching-wise as a whole.
I wouldn't be shocked for you to get to 9-6. It wouldn't shock me.
Is that enough to get postseason?
To be in the tournament?
Yeah, to be in the tournament.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I would think so, too.
I think you're going to match your conference record, and I'm going to go 8-7 and put you at 16-14. I don't think you're going to get swept in any series on the way out. I don't think you're going to sweep any series on the way out either. Part of this is to what Choice was noting there at the end for me is from who you play – I don't think they all have themselves completely figured out. And even then, when you look at some of your home series, like Oklahoma, I don't feel great about that one. I have you winning the series, but I don't feel confident in it. And then like Kansas on the road, TCU on the road. What are those teams, and what are they going to do whenever you roll into Fort Worth and when you roll into Lawrence? So I feel safer keeping it right at about a game above 500. So I'll go the silver lining around 500 and go a game above rather than a game below. But yeah, give me 8-7.
16-14 feels like you would be, I think, in.
Bubblish.
Yeah, but not super comfortable.
Yeah,
but I think
you're a bubble team there.
Okay, so when I use the word confident, if you were to ask me which of the five you're confident in, I could tell you I could see the Red Raiders winning each of the five. But when I use the word confident, like that's like me going, oh, yeah, they got this. Right?
Yeah.
I can't say that about any of them. I mean, you could lose all five of those.
So if you win each of the five, you would be 10-4? Nope.
10-5?
Math is hard, man. 10-5. Right. Still 15 games, yeah.
Yeah. I just can't – I can't go there until I see you be more consistent – both offense and defense, uh-huh. And also on the road. And three of those are road series. I definitely think the talent is there to be where you're talking about, or 9 or 10, or even Clint at 8. I just haven't seen it enough consistently to make me feel like, yeah, we got that series. Yeah, we got that series. I think West Virginia and Oklahoma are good teams. They're the two teams at the top of the conference, and those are your two home ones. Those are not gimmies, in my opinion. I don't think going to Lawrence is a gimme. It used to be. It's not anymore. They have a coach that actually tries to win now. And obviously Oklahoma State, you've had a lot of success there in Stillwater, but I don't know. So I'm going 7-8. I'm below 500 right now. From what I've seen from this team, that, again, I will tell you, I wouldn't be shocked to see them win any of those series. They absolutely are talented enough to do it. We just haven't seen them put it all together yet. Hopefully we will see that. I mean, you're coming off a 6-game winning streak, so I don't want to throw that out the door and act like it doesn't matter. It does. It surely does. But I just didn't come out of really any of those 6 games feeling great about the way you played.
You play against two of the first-place teams. Those are your two home games right now.
Series.
First place. Yeah. Yep. Thank you. West Virginia, OU. You've got one against a third place team in Oklahoma State. And then one is against Kansas, who's a game below 500.
Yeah.
A game below Texas Tech. So a game back of Texas Tech, along with TCU, who's 5-10, but still was a preseason top 10 team. And
sure.
So it's impossible to predict what's going to happen in these games, because no one has been consistent in this league. No one.
Yeah, it's not just the Red Raiders. You've seen it from other teams too.
I mean, I don't think there's a result that can happen moving forward in Big 12 play that would be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that.
I was shocked that TCU got swept at Cincinnati.
I was surprised, yeah. But I'm saying after what we saw again this weekend, it's like anything, absolutely anything can happen in this league. There's nothing that's going to be just – bum fuzzling, because no one's playing consistent. This is a very average league where almost everybody is playing average.
Yeah.
And it's just someone will step up in a weekend, someone will fall short in a weekend, and then they'll trade places.
The next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think. The one thing that's been consistent for Tech is you haven't played as well away from home, and you haven't been good offensively away from home. So that's got to turn if my hopes of a 9-6 or possibly 10 wins down the stretch are going to happen. You got to find a way to hit the baseball away from home.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.